millions expected to switch off their lights for Earth Hour. JapanToday.com. Millions of people are expected to switch off their lights for Earth Hour on March 31st in a global effort to raise awareness about climate change that will even be monitored from space. From Egypt's Tahrir Square to New York's Empire State Building, thousands of cities will turn off lights for 60 minutes from 8:30 p.m. local time, with switches flicked in around 150 countries and territories. Newcomers to the Sydney-led initiative, now in its sixth year, include Libya, Iraq, and the International Space Station, which will watch over the event as it rolls across the globe. There is no better way to raise awareness for the future of the most beautiful planet in the universe, said André Kuipers, an astronaut who will share photos and live commentary as he views Earth Hour from space. Since it began in 2007, Earth Hour has grown to become what some people say is the world's largest demonstration of support for action on carbon pollution. 5,251 cities took part in 2011, reaching 1.8 billion people in 135 countries. Dermot O'Gorman, CEO of WWF Australia, said, Earth Hour 2012 is a celebration of people power, the world's largest mass environmental event in support of the planet. And we're seeing hundreds of millions of people in different countries around the world take actions to go beyond the hour in support of positive actions for climate change and the planet. Sydney's Opera House and Harbour Bridge will be the first landmarks to plunge into darkness, followed by Tokyo Tower, Taipei 101, and the Great Wall of China. In Singapore, 32 malls and more than 370 companies will turn off non-essential lighting, while in the Philippines, more than 1,780 police stations and training centers will turn off all non-essential lights and electrical equipment. We will turn off the light in the offices, but not the light in the perimeter, because our detainees might escape, said National Police spokesman Agrimero Cruz. The movement will then cross the planet, with buildings such as the Burj Khalifa, the Eiffel Tower, and the Louvre in Paris, and Buckingham Palace, dimming their lights. O'Gorman said about 40% of Australians participate in Earth Hour, which encourages people to turn off lights for 60 minutes and think about energy usage. Earth Hour co-founder Todd Sampson said the event began as an initiative to get Sydneysiders to switch off the lights on the harbour foreshore. We never predicted that it would be as big as it is now. It is even bigger overseas than here, he said. The movement has met with some criticism, but Sampson said, It would be foolhardy to believe that switching a light switch is going to save the planet. It was originally done to raise awareness, to get people to think about it, and then take action in many different ways.